This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strausser. And this show, as always, a presentation of Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, we have our archives available at KJJR.com. This show and many more available at your leisure. And in the studios today, we have a special guest. He is Tyler Carlberg, a certified strength and conditioning coach for Logan Health. Tyler, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Ross. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I think this is the first time we've had someone with your experience and your background on the show, so I'm happy to have you here today.
That's great. I'm glad to be here.
First of all, before we get into talking about what you do professionally, let's hear about what you like to do when you're not working.
Yeah, I like to stay pretty active. Have a dog, and we get outdoors and hike quite a bit. I am the limiting factor in that relationship, so he likes to pull me around just about wherever I'll take him. Besides that, playing rec sports, skiing, anything I can get my hands on.
So you're an Arizona guy.
Absolutely.
And how did you make your way to Montana?
I knew I wanted to get to somewhere where I could ski without having to drive 4 hours, and I like four seasons, and a lot of things about Montana appealed to me. There was a job opening, and I said, yeah, let's do that.
So when you got the job, was it your first trip to Montana?
My first trip was for an interview.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did you think?
I thought it was great. I came up and did the Spartan race down on Flathead Lake and brought a friend up, and we toured the local scene and had a great time.
That is cool. So have you been here through a full winter or two?
I have not.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
I'm glad you weren't here last winter because we had two periods of cold, I think two cold snaps, so at 20 below for about a month at a time.
All right.
So hopefully it'll be a little warmer this year.
Yeah, I got a good coat. We'll be all right.
Okay, let's describe your position here. Certified strength and conditioning coach for Logan Health.
Yeah, so I'm a certified strength conditioning specialist. That's a really long way to say I help people get better at sports. My job is to help prepare people physically for the demands of sports. So whether that's learning running technique, lifting technique, building strength, power, acceleration, my job is to get somebody ready for the sport demands of their particular activity.
So this used to be under another name at one point, right?
The Summit, gym, right? It used to be the Summit. Yeah, it's now Logan Medical Fitness Center.
And what is a medical fitness center? Because I saw that term, and by the way, the region's only medical fitness center. So what is that?
Yeah, a medical fitness center, it's very similar to a fitness center that you would normally see, but we have medical components in there. So we have a physical therapy department. There's cardiac rehab there. There's wellness coaching, sports science lab that offers a variety of tests to gauge your performance. It's really kind of all-around facility for the whole person.
So you work with all ages? You yourself, do you work with all ages?
I do not currently. My last job, I worked with everybody age 8 to 93. But in this role, I'm mostly with middle and high school athletes.
You're working with the student athletes, helping prepare and condition them for their respective sports.
Absolutely.
And how many students do you work with?
Currently, we have groups ranging from 2 kids up to 16 kids.
Wow.
And a variety of groups coming in throughout the day or week. And then we have a number of coaches out at the local high schools, and that can range from an entire football team down to just a couple athletes at a time.
So do you do, always going to say, do you do group work, or is it all one at a time?
Most of our work is group work.
Okay.
We do have the availability to do one-on-one if someone's interested in getting a little more specialized attention, personalized attention, but most of the time it's just group work.
It says, I want to read something here. Logan Health athletic trainers at several of the Flathead Valley schools, working closely with them to prevent, treat, and rehab injuries that may occur during the sports season. But can they also just come and work out?
We have certified athletic trainers who are medical professionals who are specially trained for athletic injuries, the treatment and prevention of athletic injuries. So they are at a number of the Flathead Valley high schools, and we're working towards getting them at all the high schools. So they are there as a preventative measure provided free to the school by Logan Health, so that we can help our young people stay healthy longer. During the school year, our strength conditioning coaches are at the schools also training in-season sports free of charge.
Well, I failed to ask you this. What is your background? And before you got into this business, did you have to get specialized training? I'm assuming you did.
Yeah, I have a degree in exercise physiology and interned with a lot of collegiate and professional sports organizations. So I've been around for a little while now, and was working at a private facility in Phoenix prior to coming here for about 5 years.
Well, that's great. Want to learn about the sports academies here a little while and just everything else that you do. And get to know you a little better. And, of course, we're talking to Tyler Carlberg, Certified Strength and Conditioning Coach at Logan Health Youth Development Program. And we're going to be talking more about the entire program coming up in just a minute or two. Again, the show is sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, with archives also available always at KJJR.com. We'll be back with part two of our show. It's Focus on the Flathead right here on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. We are back on Focus on the Flathead. Hope you're all having a great weekend. In the studio with us today, Tyler Carlberg. He's Certified Strength and Conditioning Coach, Logan Health. And welcome back, Tyler. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We've talked a lot already about how the program got going, some of the things that you do, but want to get a little further in depth with you. And again, for people who may have missed the first half of the show, tell us about your job specifically and what you do.
Yeah, so I'm a strength conditioning specialist. My job is to help youth athletes get ready for sports. So whatever their physical demands are for that sport, my job is to help them get up to those as quickly and effectively as possible.
Both high school and middle school.
Absolutely.
And do they have to pay for the program, or I think you mentioned it in the first half, or is it free?
So the programs that we do at the schools, which are for in-season sports for high school athletes, are free of charge. But at formerly the Summit, now Logan Medical Fitness Center, the programs we offer there do have a charge associated with them, but they are the same for members and non-members. You don't have to be a member of the facility to get those prices.
So what is going on in that arena when you're in middle school as compared to high school?
Yeah, so middle school is a really important phase. A lot of us will remember how kind of awkward the human body is in that sort of age range. Our goal with middle schoolers is to build a good foundation of athletic movement and competency that we can build off of once we get into the high school years and have matured a little more, start hitting puberty or coming to the end of puberty. So we work a lot on movement quality, building some strength, but almost all that's done with very light weight or body weight, learning how to be explosive, how to run well, all of those sorts of things that we can then build off of exponentially when the body starts to mature physically.
So what are some of the common injuries that you see when they come in?
For middle schoolers, and specifically, a lot of the things is just overuse injuries and injuries due to a lack of strength. Okay. If you think about two kids playing middle school football, they both weigh, let's say, 120 pounds, and one kid runs it in full steam. The kid that's taken that hit is taking far more than 120 pounds of force when they get hit.
Yeah.
So the ability to withstand some of that force is why strength is important, and done properly is completely safe for youth athletes.
Let's talk a bit about the high school sports academies, because looking at your website, you have a full plethora of what's going on.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of high school sports academies going on. We have a number going on right now, and these are all out-of-season sports. So currently we have a basketball, skiing, swimming, baseball, to name a few going on. We're getting ready to start here in about 5 weeks, or just after Thanksgiving. We're going to be starting a number of other courses, and I can read them off if you're ready.
I'm ready.
We have football, lacrosse, baseball, softball, volleyball, tennis, golf, soccer, and then shot put and discus will also be its separate course.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a good time.
How many people work with you?
So there are two other strength conditioning coaches that work with me, and we'll split those classes and the middle school classes up amongst ourselves. kind of to fit each person's specialty and what they have a history working with.
So questions related to, say, sports that are going on right now, football specifically. Mm-hmm. Did you have to start early on this program? Kids came in early to get going before that actually started in the schools.
Yeah, so many of the high schools around here have a summer program, and a lot of the football players are encouraged to participate in that, and our coaches help run those summer programs. We also tend to start a few weeks before school just to make sure. I don't know if anyone out there has ever gone back to the gym after having not been there for a while. You tend to not move very well. So if that's week one, you're not going to play very good week one. So we try to start a little early.
Yeah, I can't speak for kids in high school and middle school, but speaking for myself, I know exactly what you mean. So we talked about medical fitness a little bit. Mm-hmm. You guys are able to treat people. If you missed this in the first half, you told what Medical Fitness Center was. The only medical fitness center of the region. Place to go when a doctor prescribes exercise with more than 180 staff members.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people working in that building.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is next for you guys? I want to see, do you have anything on the horizon that we should know about? Changes coming to your department, things like that?
Yeah, we're very excited. We're just kind of building up these youth academies. They really haven't been around that much in the past. Some of the training options for high school athletes have been fairly limited outside of the school, so we're really excited about that. Hang with me. I don't have an official announcement, but we're working on getting into a new space, and hopefully we'll have that announcement here in the next couple weeks on a new space for training high school athletes in that we're pretty excited about.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
One more thing I want to ask. You do personal training as well.
We do also, yeah. Yeah, and so if someone wants to get in touch with personal training, they can send one of our coaches an email. Or come by the center and ask for one of us personally.
Okay. You have a website?
We do. Our website is logan.org/fitness/kids/youth-development. Yeah, that's logan.org/fitness/kids/youth-development. Nice and short. And my email is T as in Tyler, Carlberg, K-A-R-L, B as in boy, E-R-G, at Logan.org. That's T, Carlberg, at Logan.org.
What would be an easy thing to Google to find you?
If you Google Logan Youth Development or Logan Fitness Youth Development, something along there. You can also follow the fitness center on Facebook or Instagram at Logan Health Fitness, and that's a great place to keep up on
Logan Health Fitness.
Logan Health Fitness, Facebook or Instagram.
Well, we want to thank you for being here, Tyler, a certified strength and conditioning coach, and getting us all up to speed on what you do. Welcome back anytime.
Hey, thank you very much.
If you get new programs or anything exciting happening, let us know, because we want to let everybody else know.
Absolutely.
This is Focus on the Flathead. You've been listening to Tyler Carlberg, again, the certified strength and conditioning coach at Logan Health. Focus on the Flathead, again, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. As always, we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.